How to Steal the Future by Christopher Edge. Read by Luke R. Francis. Tomorrow belongs to those who can hear it coming. David Bowie. Prologue. In ancient Greece, on the island of Crete, there lived a king called King Minos. Beneath his palace, King Minos instructed a great inventor called Daedalus to build him a maze, one so complex that it was impossible to escape it. Named the Labyrinth, this maze had countless twisting passageways, myriad blind alleys and endless corridors. And inside the inescapable maze, King Minos imprisoned a monster called the Minotaur. The Minotaur had the head of a bull and the body of a man. Some say he was the king's son, but the Minotaur was a savage beast with a taste for human flesh. Every year, King Minos sent 7 young men and 7 young women into the labyrinth, where they were devoured by the Minotaur. But one year, a hero called Theseus sailed to the island to bring an end to this cruelty. Volunteering as one of the young men, Theseus caught the eye of King Minos's daughter, Princess Ariadne, who fell in love with him and promised to help Theseus escape from the labyrinth. Stealing the key to the maze, Ariadne left a ball of golden thread just inside its entrance. Tying one end to the door of the labyrinth, Theseus unwound the thread behind him as he ventured inside the maze, marking the path that he took. In the heart of the labyrinth, Theseus slayed the Minotaur and then wound up the golden thread to escape from the maze. But this is just a story. Chapter 1. The maze is a dangerous place. The maze is ever changing. The maze has never been solved. I follow the sound of the voice as the curving corridor swings to the right. The speaker is still out of sight, just like he has been from the moment I stepped inside this place and he started talking. His low voice is a constant monotone that seems to keep time with my footsteps as I follow the corridor round. The polished floor beneath my feet looks exactly the same as the walls and the ceiling. There must be speakers hidden inside these smooth white panels that shine with an almost plastic brightness. Reaching out, I run my hand over the curved enameled surface, feeling the soft vibration of his words beneath my fingertips as the man continues to speak.
There are dead ends and diversions, obstacles and traps, but these are the least of the maze's dangers. It has evolved beyond our control, and it can read your thoughts and use your memories against you to build its walls. The maze can change in a heartbeat, and it will fight you every step of the way.
My sense of unease is growing, but as the tunnel-like corridor starts to straighten, I wonder if this is the same voice that my sister Evie heard when she entered the maze 7 days ago. I glance down at the clothes that I'm wearing. I still feel strange in this close-fitting black tracksuit, the single gold stripe running across my chest, marking me out as the latest mazer. Evie was wearing the exact same outfit the last time that I saw her. I remember burying my face in the collar of her tracksuit as I begged her not to go.
In the heart of the maze lies its